Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is Life Links with the DL Link. Life Links is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Welcome, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link Show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination on 101.9 High FM. Welcome to it. I'm Nikki Seberini. We have a fabulous show lined up for you. As you know, we're getting closer and closer to the spectacular Jerusalem Marathon happening on the 4th of April. And Team DL Link are working hard at putting the team together, creating phenomenal experiences in Jerusalem, and obviously matching up runners with warriors. It really is an uplifting, transcendent kind of experience. And if it's something that you want to do, you're going to have to sign up ASAP because flights are extremely limited. Spots are filling up fast. So if you want to make a difference, you want to run through the beautiful streets of Jerusalem and honor a warrior with every step you take, then contact the DL Link. You can connect with them on their website, www.dllink.co.za, and really be a part of something truly life-changing. So the show today, we're going to be talking about the Jerusalem Marathon. We're going to be chatting to someone who is a runner. She'll be taking part in the Jerusalem Marathon for the third time. Amazing. Every time she does it, she runs for longer. What incredible purpose she has. And then we're going to be chatting to a warrior who's had someone run for him, the impact that it made on his life. And then for those of you who think that maybe running is a bit difficult and you're not sure to do with mindset, well, I've got the mindset king. I mean, powerhouse, Ryan Sands. He's known as Hedgie. And he is just this powerhouse of a ultra running, long distance runner, recognized around the world, breaking records, winning races. And sure, if he can do it, sharing some ideas about what to do with the mind, the body, he's going to be inspiring us. So that's what we have to look forward to. So we're going to start off with Shireen Sachs. We're crossing over to Israel. Shireen, I know, made Aliyah a while ago. And yeah, she's been a great supporter of the DL Link now. And as I said, running for a third time. Shireen, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show.
Thanks, Nikki, again for having me. I know we spoke last year. So thanks so much.
No, it's just really wonderful. And I think that what's incredible is just every year you're just upping the ante. So let's go all the way back. For people who don't know, you started because of a very dear friend of yours, Laura Nowick, who passed. And was that what connected you with the DL Link?
It was. I was going to run for her. And unfortunately, she passed away just before the first time I did the 10Ks. That was 3 years ago. So I ended up running in her memory. And then I ran for her again last year. And then this year, I'll be running for her as well. And then for a few other, obviously, warriors, some of them that are friends that I'm just not going to mention names of. But yes, that's where I'm holding at the moment for it. So,
wow. So you were going to run for Laura, as you said at the time, and you, unfortunately, she passed before. What was that first experience like? And were you a runner? I mean, you did the 10Ks, but were you a runner prior to that?
No, I was not a runner. I couldn't even run 1 kilometer. And
gosh.
With 6 months, thanks to the trainers I had in South Africa, Samson, who always volunteers his time to assist the DL Link runners, you know, coming up to the race, he started to train me. And then his brother took over as well, who had a connection to Lara, which we only figured out when I was training for the second marathon. So I couldn't even run before, and I thought, I'm going to do it. Whether I walk it or I run it, I'm going to do it. And I ran most of the way. I did say I walked a few of the kilometers, but I did it. And just the experience of running through those hills was just amazing. And when I got to the end, I thought, I don't even know how I got here. because I remember the start and I got to 10 kilometers and I don't know how I did it. And during the run, I kept having her in my head and I was talking to her throughout the race. And I think that's what actually brought me to that 10 kilometers within a speed I never thought I would actually be able to do. And that's just motivated me to keep going and to push more hills, you know, and to push distances and to push further than that 10 kilometers, which I've now done 3:21s and I'm hoping and aiming for 42 at Jerusalem this year.
So Shireen, were you bitten by the running bug? Because there is that. People definitely become, you know, pretty obsessed with running. You feel amazing. You get the runner's high. You get the sense of achievement. Or is it something more than that? Because as you said, running that first race with Lara, basically with you, I mean, you had her on your back, but you had her with you. Right. And that obviously shifted something. So can you expand on that? I mean, as you said, 21 kilometers. And now this year you're doing the full marathon, which I think is what, 42?
42.
That's amazing. So let's go back to that. What is it? What is it that's driving you?
I think it's just, you know, when you achieve something, you want to push even more. You know, like you think it's really a mind and physical challenge that you put yourself to, because it's all in the mind, I think. Like you think, okay, you can't do the kilometer, and you push through it and you go, okay, you can do the next one. So it's a combination of both. And it's definitely a running bug. That's definitely for sure. You know, sometimes running is harder than others and every race is different and every training session is different. But it's that when you see that improvement all the time and you climb the next hill or the next mountain, it's that achievement that you feel, whether it's the speed that's a little bit more or you've done a few extra kilometers. Just, I can't explain. It's this unbelievable feeling.
I'm sure you heard just now, Ryan Sands will be joining us. He's released two books, the first one, Trailblazer, and then Run Risk Reward. And I mean, this is all about a man who, he runs all over the world, long distances, he wins the races. And he talks about the mind, the importance of the mind, and how he is forever being pushed and he wants to achieve. And I wonder, Shireen, if touching that part of your mind where you realize that there's this brain saying, no, stop, you're tired, but you then go beyond it, you push beyond that and you realize that you can do so much more. How has that impacted other areas of your life?
So it's the symbolic, it's the physical running, and then you achieve something and you think, you know what, I could actually do this in some other way and realize like I'm actually capable of a lot more than I put I think I can do. Right. So it's just, it's a complete mindset. And I feel like if I don't go out in the morning and have that run and clear my head and do that, then my day is completely different. Mm-hmm. You know, like it just gives me that energy for the day and just that complete clarity. It's huge.
And you made Aliyah with your family about what, 6 months ago?
Yeah, 6-7 months.
And yeah. How's it been? I mean, really in the height of very stressful, traumatic, hectic times, Israel, South Africa, around the world. What's that experience been like for you and your family?
So I honestly feel like we've always been here. We have, thank God, we fitted in. I mean, you know, we do have our moments, which is completely normal, but the support we've had here has been amazing. And the resilience of the people that are just around are phenomenal. I mean, today's a day that we're watching the news again, you know, with the three more hostages being released. And, you know, I'm not fully Israeli yet, but you just have that sense of like community and everybody is focused on this. And it's unbelievable. Just the strength and the perseverance and just the amazing people that we've met along the way is just phenomenal. I mean, I joined this wonderful women's running group and I'm like one of the few English speakers, but we connect and we manage to communicate and we run together and it's just been phenomenal.
What's it like training in Israel for the Jerusalem Marathon? The last 2 years, it's been, as you say, Samson's brother. What's that? I mean, you say you've got a wonderful supportive group, but how is it different?
So I do a lot of the running on my own, and I'm running a lot more than I was in South Africa. So I run with the group at least twice to three times a week if I can. And then a friend of mine has joined me now, and we run a long distance run once a week. And it's such a different run because, firstly, the climate is very different. The humidity, because we arrived in the middle of summer, I was running at like 10, 11 o'clock at night because you actually couldn't before. And now, because it's cooled down and it's supposed to be winter, but it hasn't been so cold, we run early in the morning. And it's just unbelievable, the view and the scene, and it's just the scenery and the air. It's just unbelievable. And the hills, because I was not used to running hills in South Africa. You know, there are a few and you kind of avoid them, but here you actually can't get away with hills. Whether you're in Yerushalayim or you're in Ramat Beit Shemesh, there's always a hill. Whether you're going down it, you know you're going to have to come back up it. So that's been really good for my training. And I'm now pushing distance without stopping. So I'm now able to do 10Ks and then take a few seconds break and then carry on, which I could never do when I first started 3 years ago. So for me, that's my own huge achievement.
Well, I mean, it's all a huge achievement, Shireen. So for people who are listening, they're thinking about it, or they're not very good at running, and they, what do you want to say to them?
Walk. The Jerusalem Marathon is just the most phenomenal experience. I mean, to run through the city of Yerushalayim, through the old city and the streets, and just the atmosphere that's there. Everyone is there encouraging you. You've got people that are walking 2 kilometers. You've got a family walk. You've got a 5 kilometer, 10, then 21 and 42. So it really caters to every single person. And there are people that walk 10Ks. And really, it's, for me, it's obviously it's the environment and it's the run, but it's really what's behind the run for me. And that is the DL Link. And that it started off with Lara, and it's going to be Lara again this year. And obviously the few others, but it's really just because like these people who are struggling with this disease have their own mountains and their own obstacles to climb, you know, which are physical as well as mental and emotional. And I feel like if I can run and I can climb that mountain, then I'm doing something for a purpose. And, you know, and I've learned from all of these warriors that I've run for is that their mountains are so much bigger and, you know, they last so much longer, unfortunately. And mine is 2 hours or 3 hours. And if they can push through what they're going through, there's no ways that I can't push through a 21 kilometer and a 42K. So that's the feeling I get. And that's what I've learned from the DL Link, from just the support that they give and what I've seen, how they support the families and the patients and the warriors and everyone else as well. Everybody that supports the DL Link, how they support us too, and how they're so appreciative of all that we do, is just amazing.
So, you know, apart from the fact that it was 10 kilometers in the beginning, 21, and now you're doing the full 42, you've also upped the ante in terms of what you want to raise.
Yes.
I mean, you want to raise 120,000 rand.
Yeah, not shekels. Not shekels.
No, rand. So, I mean, but that is another big hill. That's another big mountain to climb. How are you doing so far, and how are you raising the funds? And we're doing a hint, hint, nudge, nudge for people who are listening, because they can make the donation as we speak, and I'll tell you how to do it. But how are you doing so far, Shireen?
So nothing yet. And it's also beginning of the year. And so I'm hoping now, coming closer to Jerusalem Marathon, that people will start to see the page, whether they don't have to do it in my name, they can do it anonymously, they can just donate directly to the DL Link. So for me, what I said was maybe I could get sponsored per kilometer, for every kilometer I run, or just as a once off like donation for the whole marathon. And all the funds will be used from like by the DL Link to support the growing, unfortunately, number of families that they need to be supporting through the challenges that they're facing. So through social media, that's about the way I'm doing it.
Carry on.
And let's hope that we can get as close to that as possible, if not more.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And if that's what you've set the goal to and that's it, I think you're going to achieve it. And hopefully people who are listening right now, it's still early days, But wouldn't it be wonderful to do a donation right now? And all you have to do is go to the DLink website, which is dllink.co.za, and then you click on donate to a fundraiser, you click on the Jerusalem Marathon, and then you can click on Shireen, or you can click on anyone else. So you just want to make the donation to the DLink. Do it now. Don't wait for later. Always lovely to seize the moment. And I mean, for you to reach that goal, Shireen, would be pretty amazing.
Please, God, I'm really hoping that I do. And I just, for anyone who's thinking about it, just do it. Because I thought about it and I just did it. And I'm still just doing it. So.
Well, all the best. Just thank wishing you. You the strength and the light and the everything that you need to be running those 42 kilometers with these amazing souls with you. And hope you reach the 120,000. Thanks for joining us, Shireen. All the very
best.
Thanks
so much. Okay, have a good day.
Go well. Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break.